With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's supreme leader warning that any U.S. attack would trigger a regional war across the Middle East. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump has dispatched an aircraft carrier and other warships to the Arabian Sea and has threatened military action against Iran over its bloody crackdown on protesters. The Iranian government is vowing to defend itself and respond like never before if the U.S. attacks, and warns of a regional war. On Sunday, the president was hopeful that a deal could be reached with Iran's supreme leader, but said if we don't make a deal, then we'll find out whether or not he was right. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal judge ordering the release of a child from a Texas detention center.
A federal judge has ordered the release of 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father from an ICE detention center in Texas by Tuesday. The judge saying that the case has its genesis in the ill-conceived and incompetently implemented government pursuit of daily deportation quotas. The boy's detention sparked an outcry with images of the child wearing a blue bunny hat and Spider-Man backpack being surrounded by U.S. ICE officers in a Minneapolis suburb last month. I'm Donna Warder.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she's grateful for the judge's order not halting the immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota as a lawsuit proceeds.
I'm thankful that we get the chance every day at the department to make sure that we are enforcing the law and treating people equally in order to protect the American people. So the decisions that come down, of course, we implement the law, and we're grateful when a court sees that the right thing has been done.
And in the South, continued bitterly cold weather. This is SRN News. An Idaho medical facility makes a pro-life choice.
Memorial Hospital in Weiser has installed a safe haven baby box. It's a device that allows a woman to give away an unwanted infant without abandoning the child in a location where he might die. The hospital will ask no questions of the woman using the box, and the child will be cared for. The city of Weiser sits right on the border with neighboring Oregon, one of the most pro-abortion states in the country. Oregon Right to Life is praising the hospital. Michael Harrington reporting.
Unexpected side effect of one of the recent protests in Iran is the government has eased its persecution of Christians. International Christian Concern says Islamic leadership is so busy trying to quell the general uprising, it doesn't have the manpower to go after believers as aggressive as it used to. ICC warns this will probably, though, be a temporary situation. This is SRN News. A look back into a connection with our history.
A newly minted dollar coin will feature a woman from the Oneida tribe, Polly Cooper, known for aiding George Washington's army during the Revolutionary War. Cooper joined Oneida warriors on a relief mission from their territory in what's now central New York to bring corn to starving rebel troops at their winter camp in Valley Forge. The coin's release coincides with celebrations of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Keith Peters, Washington.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or other acceptable form of ID are subject to a new fee that began Sunday. Non-refundable $45 charge is not a penalty or fine, but a payment for non-compliant travelers to use the TSA's new alternate identity verification option. More details, srnnews.com.